Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, this is a big old thing that I'm going to try and pick apart without too many mistakes already made. One not to worry, keep going. So this is written up by IGN. There's a class action lawsuit being filed against Sony over the PS5's DualSense. Comes from Kimberly Schwartz, Kreiner and Donaldson Smith LLP. Great name. Rolls off the tongue. On behalf of a dude called Lamarck Turner, who, you know, has been experiencing a whole bunch of DualSense controller drift. Now, if you don't know what controller drift is, obviously we do because we've experienced it with the Switch already. It's a whole thing where, you know, if you're playing a game and, you know, you push the analog stick to the right to move the character to the right, you let go of the stick and the character keeps moving to the right because for whatever reason something in the controller is still telling the game to receive that input. It was a whole thing on the Nintendo Switch, which I'll get back to because that still isn't resolved 4 years later. And now it seems like drift issues are becoming more prevalent on the DualSense, which is why this Kimberly's bunch of people have stepped in. So they're trying to float the case on behalf of Lamarck Turner, but they also cite various other consumer complaints by using social media posts. And they also say that if Lamarck was aware of this beforehand, he wouldn't have purchased the PS5, or he would have paid substantially less for it. And they say that Sony are more than aware of the issue. They're aware of it through online consumer complaints made by consumers directly to them, and through their own pre-release testing. But the only solution that they have is a massive waiting list, which apparently has resulted in this insane backlog. And apparently it says consumers are having to deal with a maze of pre-recorded phone prompts before finally speaking to an agent concerning repairs for DualSense controller drift. You could totally chime in at some point, but
stuff. Keep going.
There's this big old waiting list thing, because of that, apparently they tag on that they think the whole process means that Sony are being fraudulent, deceptive, unlawful, and unfair. And they clearly don't. They also say that, you know, Sony clearly haven't demonstrated that they have a proper fix for the issue because it's gone on for so long at this point. And they say rather it appears that Sony performs some sort of minor refurbishment and send the DualSense controller back to consumers still defective and susceptible to manifestation of the drift defect in the future. It's the same thing as what happened with the Switch. And it's worth throwing in here that Kimberly Schwartz, Kreiner and Donaldson Smith LLP also raised the Switch drift issue back in 2017, 2018. Right. Trying to get that off the ground, which is also Nintendo side of things has escalated to the European Commission stepping in and saying that they'll also take coordinated action to investigate further. That's a 2-minute, 40-second take, Josh Brown. What do you think?
I've got a lot of thoughts, Scott Taylor, because on the one hand, I think it absolutely sucks if Sony is kind of sending out these DualSense controllers, knowing there is an issue with them and their only kind of solution is, well, we can send them back, we can refurbish them, we can send them back out, we can fix them or whatever. And I think when you're like spending so much money on like a new product, especially one with the scarcity of the PlayStation 5, like you expect it to work. You expect the products to be of high quality. You expect everything to be working as intended. And while I haven't had any personal issues with the DualSense myself, I did have a lot of issues with PlayStation 4 controllers. I mean, when the first wave of PlayStation 4 controllers came out, the DualShock 4, like I remember the sticks, the rubber on the sticks being incredibly degradable. Yeah. Like they would just break so many times. And even when that was fixed, I bought so many controllers because I kept getting a dead zone in them. And I was just like, this sucks. Like, this is, at least 3 controllers died because it was a dead zone in the analog stick. And it's like, that shouldn't happen. Like, these are expensive bits of kit, like the DualSense in particular. It's very expensive to have to get a replacement. And while, yes, there are services up and running where you can obviously cash in on your warranty, you can send it back. Like this lawsuit kind of says, you know, there's a heavy waiting list, and often that will defer people to not want to do that, because who knows when they're going to get through, who knows who has the time to, you know, be on the phones, try to get in the queue or whatever. And it is a real issue. You know, I don't know anything about lawsuits themselves or the technicalities of this one in particular, but I think brass tacks, if you're kind of like selling a product, you don't want to mislead people, and you don't want to sell something that, you know, has a known issue, if that is the case.
No. Well, the thing on the Nintendo side as well is that if what you're, like, you know, if in the DualSense case, if what you're getting back is just, like they say, some minor refurbishment that still doesn't fix the issue, then you just have to go back into the system of like, okay, wait in the queue for ages. Okay, I've still got a broken DualSense. Try and get it all sent off again. But on the Switch side, I remember the Joy-Con fix just being, it was a piece of solder that was in the wrong place, or a piece of solder that was missing. So it seemed that it was like a factory fault, which had affected tens of thousands, whatever it was, hundreds of thousands of Joy-Cons. And there are to this day YouTube videos of people just saying, look, this is how you take apart a Joy-Con, open it up. This is the two little diodes that you need to connect, and that's the problem. Although this is a piece of material that's in the way of the signal, and that's why this is happening. So there's a few different, you know, sort of home remedies for this kind of stuff. But something like a DualSense, you know, it is this bigger, heftier piece of kit. It seems harder. Hardly anybody's going to be comfortable opening it up anyway. I certainly wouldn't be. And in terms of, you know, PS5 problems, I didn't experience very much during the review process, but I have had it die three times now, where I just go to play it, pick up the DualSense, and I realize that the standby light isn't on and the console's just dead, and I have to go back in and hold the power button and try and get it to come back on, and it's like unresponsive for a while. So I'm like, well, this is fun. And I also, you know, I kind of think, well, maybe it's just a knock-on effect of like 2020 and just like not everything's going to be pristine, but at some point you paid the money, it should work.
Well, that's it. You know, you're paying a lot of money for these machines. And again, while I haven't had any issues with the DualSense itself, I've similarly had a lot of minor issues with the actual, you know, console. Like you said, it's crashed way more than my PS4 ever did, even my launch PS4. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were issues at launch where the front USB wasn't charging the controllers. Like, a lot of small issues that in and of itself don't make me want a refund, but all add up to a kind of leaving a sour taste in your mouth, especially when, like I said, you know, it's been so hard to get them. There aren't like loads of games, and the machine you get, it's almost like you don't have full confidence in it, because if these little issues are happening now, it's like, well, did they ship too soon? Like, what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, like it is, we've said this so many times before, that the earliest adopters of games or consoles always get the worst version of something anyway. And it's, but usually with hardware, it's not too bad. Like, most of the time you can count, and off the top of my head, like, obviously there's the 360 Red Ring stuff, which when Microsoft finally said, we're recalling all the broken 360s, they would just supply you with a cardboard box, you put the console in, and they swap it out. I know, and on Nintendo's side, they were like, hey, just send it across and we'll fix it. Like I said, the actual fix was very simple, something that they should have got right in the first place. Sony are yet to respond to this. IGN have passed all this stuff across, asked Sony for comment on it, and I guess we'll see whether or not it blows up or not. But I guess that whole idea of, you know, drift becoming a bigger thing, because when it happened with the Switch, everybody was trying to diagnose it and just say, well, the amount of signals that are in a living room or in a bedroom right now, the amount of different Bluetooth things that are going back and forward, or different signal frequencies that are in a given person's room right now, is this going to become a bigger issue? Like, I don't know if you I experienced a ton of Joy-Con drift, haven't had any DualSense drift, but when you get it, it sucks. Like, if it costs you a life in a game because your character runs off the side of a platform, like, it immediately sucks.
Like, I got my Switch a little bit later, so I didn't get an effective one. Like, I didn't have drift on my Joy-Cons. But like I said, the only closest analogy is the problems and issues I had with the DualSense. And yeah, like, it ruins games. Like, you can't play them properly. It's such a it seems like such a minor thing, but it has a huge impact on how you experience these games and, like, how you can play them. Like, in terms of drift or a dead zone or whatever, like, if you're playing online multiplayer, you might as well be playing with, like, I don't know, just like I don't know, half a controller, you know what I mean?
Because
you can't trust one side of the controller to work as intended, which means you lose firefights, you can't compete with other people and stuff, and it's like, that stuff is incredibly frustrating.
It reminds me of every time a controller runs out of battery mid-firefight and the controller just goes, well, we're going to assume that you still want to run right and just tell everything that you were previously doing. I hate that.
Completely different topic, not about the lawsuit at all, but that's happened to me twice during Neo 2 boss fights, right, where I've been on the cusp of a victory and the controller's died and it's my fault for not having a charge, but the wire's so small. This is now just nitpicking everything about the PlayStation 5, but you know what? It's got me killed.
Well, is it your fault, though? Because, like, okay, we could have charged it. We don't know when it's going to die. Maybe you notice the little flashing icon when you hit the home page button thing. But why doesn't every game universally pause the game when the thing runs out of battery? If it's offline or it's single player, pause the game. I hate, when I'm in a boss fight or a race or platforming or whatever, and it just doesn't do anything. It's just, hey, the controller's dead. I'm like, well, I can't do anything about that here, can I? Just pause and let me recover. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Have you experienced DualSense controller drift? And what do you think about the overall idea of drift in regards to the Switch and hopefully getting it fixed going forward? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.